On Portland State University Week, addressing homelessness is critical. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Todd Ferry, senior research associate, explains why small steps can have huge impacts.
Tiny home or sleeping pod villages for people experiencing homelessness have popped up in nearly every state in the country. But the question is, do they work as intended and for whom? PSU's Homelessness Research and Action Collaborative studied six villages in Oregon, which is home to both the earliest and longest-running self-governed village in the country, Dignity Village, and the first city-sponsored village with the Kenton Women's Village. We interviewed village residents, program managers, village architects, and neighbors to develop a how-to guide of best practices as part of a multidisciplinary collaboration with colleagues in community psychology, urban planning, and architecture. Findings range from recommendations about the physical infrastructure and mobility of the village's pods, common facility and site amenities, to participatory design practices and social infrastructure that increases villager agency and voice. In addition, our study shows that villages need intentional practices to serve BIPOC communities, otherwise they reinforce racial inequalities. Best practices include hiring BIPOC staff, creating partnerships with organizations that specifically serve the BIPOC community, supporting villages with BIPOC co-founders, and prioritizing race during intake in recognition of the disproportionate rates of Black and Indigenous people in the houseless population. We know that the solution to homelessness is permanent housing and supportive services. The fact that we need to explore alternative shelter represents a social, political, and moral failing of this country. Yet this model of alternative shelter was developed by the houseless community, and when done thoughtfully, can provide a safe place to heal, to thrive, and to transition into permanent housing. Moving forward, we hope to see those interested in creating alternative shelter models to learn from best practices, include those with lived experience with homelessness as part of the design team, and strategically plan for how the investment and infrastructure of the alternative shelter can support future permanent housing.
That was Todd Ferry of Portland State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.